Brian McTavish is here, senior writer with Thinking Bigger Business Media, and that's Selena Gomez.
It is.
I like
and not to give her any short shrift, because Selena
can't do
has,
that.
You cannot, and we will not, but Audra McDonald, wow.
Amazing.
Amazing interview, more amazing voice, wow.
I mean, you're saying the voice trumped the interview?
Oh, I didn't say that.
Okay, let's move on.
No, are you kidding?
Let's don't get this off to a bad start. Oh, don't get me in a bad way. It's almost the weekend.
Oh, I think I said something wrong. Anyway,
okay.
Selena Gomez, the pop Hitstress.
Hitstress.
I like that.
I like that, too.
7 o'clock Sunday night at the Sprint Center downtown. Now, here's a thought that occurs to me, Steve. I'm not trying to make trouble, but are you really a Chiefs fan if you go Sunday night to see Selena Gomez? Because
Ooh.
The Chiefs are in Denver. It's
Talk
the night,
about conflict.
It's the
conflict.
Nighttime game on
the
NBC.
The town will stop on Sunday evening.
Well, it might stop for Selena Gomez as well, because she is going to be 7 o'clock Sunday night
at
the Sprint Center. Now, Selena Gomez, did you know? She's just 22.
I did not know. I don't know anything about her.
It's like the Johnny Carson show.
I did not know.
He'd always tell Ed, I did not know that.
I did not know that.
That's right. So anyway, Selena's all of 22. She used to be best known for her Disney television show appearances. She starred on The Wizards of Waverly Place. Yeah, you say that, right?
I remember something
well,
about
you,
that.
Of course you do. Yeah. Before that, you did not know this. She had a 2-year run on the kids' television show Barney and Friends.
I did not know that.
She was a pal of the Purple Dinosaur.
Did not know
so
that.
So she was kind of a kid actor for all those years and still does a good deal of acting, but now she's sort of grown into the role of a come-hithery sort of young gal singer person.
Well, that's okay.
The video for the song we just played, Come
I
and
think.
Get It, is I think it's shy of provocative, but I think it's leaning towards that a bit. Yeah,
she's not sold out yet.
Oh, she's not sold out
because
yet.
Of the Chiefs
well,
game.
How do you mean that? You mean like career-wise? Or no, she's
has
not
that happened yet? Yeah.
Well, you wonder, you know, we have so much activity, including Audra McDonald this weekend. Lots of action coming
There's a
up.
A lot of stuff going
and,
on.
And I wonder if the Chiefs game is playing into some of these shows. Not quite selling out, but she'll put on a great show. Young, talented, energetic performer, Selena Sunday Sprint Center.
Now for a very different kind of entertainment. Shimabukuro. How did I do?
You did better than me. Let me try it again. That's Jake
Shimabukuro.
Shimabukuro.
Yeah.
The Ukulele Wizard. 8 o'clock Friday night. So, you know, no Chiefs conflict there. Helzberg Hall, Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts.
A solo performance?
A solo performance,
My
as near as
goodness.
I can tell. This guy
on
is...
On ukulele.
He's astonishing. Jake got his first ukulele lesson from his mom. Thank you, Mom. He plays blues, funk, jazz, bluegrass, folk, classical, flamenco, and rock, like that cover of While My Guitar Gently Weeps, the great George Harrison Beatles ditty. He'll do that for sure Friday at Helzberg Hall. Interesting sidebar, if I may, a digression. I've been known to do that on the show. George Harrison was, did you know, a huge ukulele user, a fan. He kept a hoard of ukes in his trunk.
Really?
He gave them to friends.
Really?
When I saw Paul McCartney at the Sprint Center a couple of years ago, he played the ukulele and did a George Harrison. I think he did something on ukulele. I could be wrong there. But he said George loved the ukulele, and George had a saying. He said George would always say, you never know when you might need a ukulele.
And of course.
It's true enough. But, I mean,
I wonder that at least twice a week.
Well,
yeah.
At least twice a day.
Yeah.
So he'll do Beatles. He'll do Bach. He does Japanese Kodo music on the ukulele. He does Michael Jackson's Thriller. He does a masterful jaw-dropping job on Queen's, wait for it, Bohemian Rhapsody. He does like a 10-minute version
My
of that.
My goodness.
To him, the ukulele is the underdog instrument. It's the instrument of peace. He says if everyone played the ukulele, the world would be a much happier place. And, of course, it would also make ukulele salesmen rich. But, Steve, that's another story.
You're getting me all excited here for Jake Shimabukuro.
Oh, you're good.
Friday night, Helzberg Hall, the Kauffman Center.
Good show.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
Not every man can build his dream house. Not every man has big words to say. Able men keep this world turning. For the rest of us making our way. Not every man.
Kim Noble is patting her heart. She's digging this. Harry Connick Jr. Speaking of Sunday night conflicts, what's going on? I bet you they booked Harry a long time before the Chiefs game was moved to Sunday night.
I think you'd win in Vegas on that bet.
Yes.
I would be at Harry Connick Jr. at his Every Man Should Know
really?
Tour, but I can't. I won't. I can't. I've got to watch the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I could record the Chiefs. Not going to do it.
Got You're to a Harry Connick fan.
Love Harry Connick Jr.
Good this, for you.
Oh, absolutely. Pop
Did
jazz.
Not know that.
Pop jazz. The American Songbook. 7:30 Sunday night at the Midland. Still tickets left. He's singing... this song, What Every Man Should Know, he sings, every man should know how to love her, every man should know how to care, every man should recognize what she's singing with her eyes and help with her burden to bear. No wonder the ladies love this guy. Not only is he...
just described me, by the way.
Oh, I see. So that's where he's picked it up.
Yes, yes.
Well, you've interviewed this guy before, haven't you?
I have not.
Anyway, ridiculously handsome...
Nice try.
Well, I'm trying. Hey, I got to make up for that opener. You know, I was kind of slighting you.
That was.
Anyway, he's ridiculously handsome. He is part of the ridiculously good-looking trio of judges on American Idol. I mean, it's him, Jennifer Lopez, and Keith Urban, the all-time most good-looking lineup of American Idol judges ever. Plus, he's a voice actor in The Iron Giant, a 5 out of 4 stars kids film that I would recommend to anybody if you want to, like, get a lump in your throat.
Hey, baby, ain't I good to you? Say, did you ever wonder just why I'm never blue? Say, did you ever wonder why?
And who do we have here?
Well, that's none other than the immensely talented Rita Moreno.
Moreno,
songs and stories from the Oscar, Grammy, Emmy, and Tony Award winner. She's one of only 9 people in the history of the planet who's won an Oscar, a Grammy, an Emmy, and a Tony.
I hate people like that.
Yeah, you got to live with them. 8 o'clock Saturday night at Yardley Hall at Johnson County Community College. She'll be with her trio. She'll sing her favorite songs and stories as long as classic songs like I Want to Be in America, which she sang in West Side Story. She won the Best Supporting Oscar for that. Later this year, she's going to get a Screen Actors Guild Life Achievement Award.
I'm kidding.
It's well-deserved. And right now, she's singing Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You. It's funny, on YouTube, you can catch this video of her talking about her flaming love affair with Marlon Brando.
Mm.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Did not know that.
That's the new name of this segment.
Yes, it is.
But she had to leave him because he was crazy. But she admitted that,
we all sort of knew that, didn't we?
Yeah. Crazy talented. Anyway, she admitted being crazy, too. But I remember her as a kid on The Electric Company on PBS. Remember, she was teaching and talking about numbers and letters along with Morgan Freeman. Anyway, moving on.
8 p.m. Saturday at Johnson County Community College.
Yeah.
Janelle Monáe.
Kansas City, Kansas native.
Yes.
Janelle Monáe.
Big hit. Big star.
Oh, really? I mean, the critics love her. I think her audience is only going to grow with time. She's only really hit it pretty big in the last couple of years. She can do it all. Super versatile, funk, rock, soul, and so forth. Only a couple albums under her belt, but I think many more to come. Prince, of all people, is one of the guests on her latest album.
Wow.
This woman dreams big and makes those dreams come true. When she was a kid in KCK, she became a fan of Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. Aren't we all? But she actually really became attached to the little pigtailed girl, made her dream, made her think anything could happen. Now she's making her dreams come true.
8 o'clock tonight at the Uptown Theater, right?
Tonight, go Chiefs. Please go Chiefs. You can do it.